The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Have you ever been on a trust walk? A trust walk is a team building activity to help people practice trusting each other. When I did it, they blindfolded me, and then my navigator partner steered me around all kinds of obstacles and changes of terrain using verbal instructions exclusively, not touching me to steer me at all. For instance, saying, turn to the left. Okay, now in about three steps, there's going to be a big rock you're going to need to step over. Okay, now there's going to be some gravel, and so on. In today's gospel, Jesus prepares his disciples for a very difficult turn in their trust walk with him. Up to this point, Jesus has navigated them successfully through all the controversies and remarkable occurrences of his public ministry. Now they're at the Last Supper, and Jesus knew that as much as he had tried to prepare them, they still did not understand what they were about to face. Jesus was very concerned that they might become discouraged, and so discouraged that they'd lose faith and give up. So he reminds them explicitly that they are on a trust walk, and he's still their navigator. He begins by reassuring them, do not let your hearts be troubled. Yes, he's going away. Yes, there's going to be a time of separation. Yes, there's going to be challenges. But now they know how to proceed. That way is the way of Jesus. The way of doing the works Jesus does. Jesus, who is himself the way, the truth, and the life. By uniting themselves to Jesus, they will not be separated from him even once he has gone. But by doing Jesus' works, they will come to the Father through Jesus, whose works they do. And in the end, Jesus will return to take them to himself, where they will remain permanently united with Jesus and his Father in the dwelling place that Jesus is preparing for them. And the same is true for us. After all, you and I are on a trust walk with Jesus too. Our entire life as Christians is a trust walk with Jesus. That's what faith is all about. Jesus prepares us in the church and in the sacraments and in prayer and in the scriptures for every as yet unknown twist and turn that we will ever face in this life. We're not exactly blindfolded, but sometimes we do get blindsided by events that we just don't expect. Might as well be blinded. Sometimes we get really frustrated and discouraged because we don't have the whole picture, and our faith falters. We forget that we are on a trust walk and that Jesus is there as our navigator who guides us step by step around every obstacle and change of terrain, every adversity that comes our way. He doesn't say, okay, now go to the destination. What he says is, okay, turn to your left. Okay, now think about what you just heard. Okay, now allow yourself to be nourished by the Eucharist. Okay, now reach out and try to smooth out things with your daughter-in-law. And so on, step by step. Challenge, adversity, guiding us through all of it. And so he reassures us too. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Yes, there is separation, but you know how to proceed, doing what Jesus would do, Jesus, who is himself the way, the truth, and the life.